This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Washington and in your hamlets, wherever it happens to be. I like to say that my show is about the buzz in your backyard and mine, and I am the voice of reason, or at least I hope I'm the voice of reason. Let's start with Washington. So the president is vowing veto because the Republican-run Senate rejected the president's declaration of a national emergency at the southwest border on Thursday. So that sets up that veto fight and deals him a little bit of a pushback. And we'll see what happens. I mean, this is his highest profile goal to date. The vote was 59-41, and it was bipartisan in some senses because 12 Republicans joined Dems to deliver that blow to the Prez. And this is a two-year into it president who in the first couple of years, well, now it's more than 2 years, but in the first couple of years, the Republican-led Congress mostly accommodated the Prez, so that really kind of spared him from having to use the veto. There was no veto ever. He tweeted veto after that vote. So it's back-to-back losses for the Prez in the Republican-controlled Senate, because remember earlier in the week, senators approved a resolution seeking to end U.S. support for a Saudi Arabia-led coalition in the war in Yemen, rejecting the president's policy toward the kingdom. And now it's about illegal immigration, which is really the cornerstone of this presidency and probably the central theme of the 2020 re-election campaign, is what I'm assuming. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell urged his fellow Republicans to defeat the resolution rejecting the emergency declaration, which was passed in February, as we all know, by the Democratic-controlled U.S. House of Representatives. So here we go. This is the first one. I don't think there'd be any kind of an override that wouldn't make any, that doesn't make any sense. I don't think that happens. The other thing that's emanating out of D.C. is this. Well, actually, there's a couple of things, and one of them is this reaction to Israeli warplanes attacking targets in southern Gaza that happened along that strip early on Friday there in response to this rocket attack on the Israeli city, of course, of Tel Aviv. So it looks like it's more violence in that area, and significant because, you know, Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister, called an emergency meeting with his military chief and other top security brass there after Israeli warplanes attacked targets in Gaza. So powerful, you could see the strikes from pretty far away, they say, from in Gaza City, you could actually see it, which normally you wouldn't necessarily see it that clearly, let's put it that way. The Israeli military said they were targeting terror sites in Gaza, but no other details. Palestinian media said naval bases belonging to the ruling Hamas group had been struck, so no reports of casualties at this point, but there certainly were air raid sirens going off all over the place. And we know Israel and Hamas are huge enemies. They've had how many wars? Three of them since the Islamic militant group snatched power in Gaza in 2007. But it's a really wild time for this to happen. Netanyahu is in a really tough fight for re-election and could get massively criticized from his opponents if he's not effective against the militants. So there's that. That's what's happening. And you know, Hamas has come under public criticism in Gaza for the conditions in their territory. There's an economic crisis there, and they don't have a big burning desire to have another war with Israel because they know it would only get worse in that sense if that were the case. I think the other story that everybody's talking about that doesn't necessarily come out of Washington, although Georgetown University is involved in this, is the college cheating admissions scam that broke a few days ago. And this whole week, the world has been captivated by this. I've said it before, comedians have all these punchlines immediately written for them because of some of the people that are involved in this. There are threats of lawsuits and all kinds of things that are happening. One of the main actresses involved in this, who had a sweet gig with the Hallmark Channel, was dumped from that channel. After all, sweet Hallmark could not be tainted by this kind of a scandal. So whether she was their princess, she is not that any longer. She is the P at this point. And it's all about these rich parents using their privilege to game the college system. And there's some people who are saying, listen, do you think this is something new? Do you think this is a surprise that we've never seen this happen before? That, yes, they're being charged with this. But listen, the vast majority of Americans believe college admissions should be based on merit. They should be weighted towards students with the best grades and the highest test scores. But the wealthy and the influential use what they have to get around that. And there have been others who have done that. There have been others that have gotten in because their legacy, etc. But flat out money, test taking, that kind of thing is weaselly, and that's greasing the wheels in a Harry Caray direction. Not what was there before. I mean, how much of an edge, and so somebody said to me about the legacy thing, how much of an edge does legacy give a student? A Princeton University study found that being a legacy applicant, meaning your family went there, was the equivalent of adding 160 SAT points to an application. So the acceptance rate for legacy applicants is 2 to 3 times higher than normal admission rates. Because they're the preferred, especially famous parents, wealthy parents, you know, that kind of thing. But listen, sports, getting in through cheating through sports, getting in with complete test taking, I mean, that's crazy. And the question is, I mean, will these people that are caught in the middle of this Rick Singer debacle, will they bounce back? And then what about their kids? Most of those kids are dumping out of college because of the horrific publicity, probably, and the fact that they would just be targets either for verbal abuse or whatever. The FBI investigation, I've said this now a couple of times, just made me chuckle. Operation Varsity Blues. And, you know, here's the thing. You know, there have been other people who have written about this and how the strings are pulled to get those spots in top colleges. But I think they just pushed it when flat out you're paying big bucks to fabricate athletic profiles, fake credentials, honors, participations in elite clubs. I mean, this is really just too backdoor, and that's why. Hang with us. We've just begun.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Two, three, ooh. 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 Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking.
Ooh. Ooh.
Well, I've heard that sound a few times in my life. Usually walking through a casino. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, hope you're doing well. And, of course, when it comes to the pockets of those that can get your kids with poor grades into a better academic school, well, if you let the machine roll and the dollars flow, there was and probably still is a chance you can scam your way in. I just like to publicly announce I had really wicked, wild, mad, crazy tennis skills, and my head was not photoshopped on someone else's body who was slamming a wicked forehand down the line. I actually possessed those skills and did not bribe anyone to get into the prestigious school of Ohio University. How about you, Andy? Did you bribe your way into anything, any kind of extra learning, any kind of broadcast school, any of that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I had to grease the wheels to get into my technical college.
So that they just kind of hopscotched and put you there first, so you got the best seat in the class every time that you showed up for class. There you were, right in the front. They saved it. They put a reserve sign.
No, my school was cheap, and there was low registration numbers. So
cheap and easy. That's me, Andy.
Well, I think I got my 2-year for like $10,000, my associate, and then I reciprocated to a Minnesota State University, Mankato. And since I was a non-traditional student, almost had all of my tuition paid for through Pell Grants.
Nice. I had some Pell Grants. I know all about the Pell. the Pell does well when you need it. But, you know, in all seriousness, it is punchline after punchline, as I have said before, when it comes to this college admissions thing. But it infuriates so many people, so many parents, and so many students who have really had to work hard to get themselves in a position where they could even get into some of these schools, and that's the sad thing.
Yeah, they're turning it into a joke.
Yeah, a joke. Of course, that's the sad thing about this. Absolutely. All right, we have some serious, horrible news to report, too, by the way, that's been described as dead people everywhere. A gunman went on a shooting spree at a New Zealand mosque, and he had a semi-automatic weapon. He stormed into the mosque on Friday afternoon, and this was in the city of Christchurch. They arrested four people, including the gunman. Another shooting occurred at another mosque on a nearby avenue, and it's one of the darkest days, the Prime Minister of New Zealand said, after the shootings. New Zealand Police Commissioner Mike Bush said a significant amount of people were killed, but didn't give the specific number. I've seen reports, preliminary reports, that are saying 27 people killed. And, you know, police, of course, responded immediately as soon as they could. Yet about 300 people who were inside for afternoon prayers when the gunman opened fire. Wow. Schools in the city placed on lockdown after those reports because, of course, whenever there's a threat, they were unsure of what was going on with that threat. So they tried to lock down any of the buildings that they could. So that is terrible, terrible news, of course, for the people there in that mosque, the multiple people that, again, have been killed that were just there to worship, and in a place in New Zealand that has been highly publicized as one of the most beautiful places on earth. But he was dressed, was walking in, and there people were just running from the mosque. These two separate places, and motive and connections to that, still all of that up in the air. But very, very sad. Because he had such a head start and was able to, you know, really, unfortunately, get to the heart of the crowd. And I looked at some of the photographs now coming out of there, and you do have some people that were injured and thankfully made it out in the hospitals, but then you can see that otherwise. It is just a massive, massive field of bodies, sadly. And that's what they're talking about, the first responders, in what the chaos that they have seen in these two separate places. Wow. And by the way, we have a follow-up to the ill-fated Ethiopian Airlines flight that had those problems right after takeoff and grounded those 737 MAX 8 and 9 jetliners. This one was, of course, a MAX 8, and it's triggered that global grounding of the planes all over the place, including in here in the United States. What they're saying is the traffic controllers knew the plane was in trouble even before the pilot radioed in, and that there was a dip, there was this 20-second moment where it dipped down, and you could see that. And then, of course, they had the final moments of the flight. All 157 people on board died, and the key to this Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302 to Nairobi, of course, they're talking about the data, the black box, all that stuff, but because of safety concerns, none of them, of the countries that banned them, of course, are back in the sky at this point. And they're calling it sudden speed burst. And that's at 20 seconds. And the radar that tracks the plane before it crashed showed that, the mystery of that. And the other flight that crashed had the same giddy-up, the same hitch of that speed all of a sudden. And even the controllers started wondering out loud what the flight was doing, because the plane sped up more, even more, and then crashed within minutes. So whatever's going on with the safety system, obviously there's a some sort of problem there, it seems, anyway. And the cockpit voice recorders and the flight data arrived in Paris, and they're looking through that, looking for any kind of clues up to that tragedy that they can possibly find. But the fact that you had two Boeing 737 MAXs in 5 months go down in October, the Lion Air flight that crashed into the sea, you know, 12 minutes after takeoff from Jakarta, that really put people on edge. So Boeing has paused deliveries of the 737 MAX, even though the production, by the way, continuing because there's a big order for them, but they have paused the deliveries. So this is rough waters for them, that's for sure. Is there a glitch in some sophisticated software? Was it the pilots were confronted with some sort of a challenge and they just couldn't overcome it? And it's much more complicated than just what you see on the surface. But there's no question you could see the speed up and then the drop down of that plane. And so that is going to be something that's looked at. And it's very similar to what happened in that other plane. So you can bet that that's part of the focus. By the way, certainly concern goes out for our friends in Kentucky and Paducah. Wow, they got hit by that cyclone that we talked about the other day, the bomb cyclone, they call it, that massive storm. The tornadoes in western Kentucky and southern Indiana were unbelievable. Homes and businesses were demolished, blocking roads and, I mean, just awful. We saw what happened in Colorado, and then that thing rolled through and affected parts of the Midwest, and it was pretty bad. I mean, all of a sudden, poof, you know, the weather changes like that. Some of the worst conditions in Iowa and Nebraska and eastern Nebraska had people that had to be evacuated because of floodwaters, and flooding is a concern in some of the states. It just depends whether it's snow, whether it's flooding, whether it's something else that could possibly be thrown at you. The high winds was another part of that whole bomb cyclone thing. But it looked pretty bad in Paducah, Kentucky. And that's why those roads were blocked off, because of how cars were flipped and homes were ripped apart. And then ultimately what was left behind. Hey, coming up, a great conversation with a man with the tourism board in Ireland to talk about what is so special about Ireland and the fact that I've got my trip coming up in the beginning of April. I can't wait. Happy St. Paddy's Day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news to report as a mass shooting at two mosques in New Zealand. Multiple people killed at the two locations, the two mosques in the city of Christchurch. Eyewitnesses say a gunman opening fire, then running off, leaving behind a semi-automatic weapon. Now, the prime minister of the country calling it New Zealand's darkest day. Witnesses report hearing 50 shots at the Al Noor Mosque and tell reporters on scene there is blood everywhere. Reports now of one of the gunmen live streaming the mass shooting, firing at people who were trying to get out of the building. President Trump tweets in capital letters, veto, explanation point, after 12 Republicans turn on him in the Senate. The vote, 59-41, to repeal President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the border. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I can't tell you how excited I am to go to Ireland on April 1st, no fooling. And I've already kind of hinted at a few things here on these airwaves, but joining us now, and what a thrill to have him with us, Niall Givens joins us. He's the chief executive of Tourism Ireland. Niall, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me on the show. Great to be here. Lovely to be in Washington, D.C. during St. Patrick's Week. And we're very excited about you coming to Ireland in April. Hope it's a great trip.
Oh, so am I. You know, my middle name is Shayna, and it's Gaelic, and my father actually wanted that to be my first name, so they wrestled back and forth between Catherine Shayna Fitzgerald Delaney or Shayna Catherine Fitzgerald Delaney. So
I think either way, you're one of us, okay?
That's right. I'm a wee bit Irish, as they say.
Well, that's great to hear. Have you traced your family tree?
I have traced it, and it's interesting. Cork is, of course, the main center for the Delaneys, and the Fitzgeralds come from Tullamore.
Wow, fantastic. That's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. So
that's a big business now. A lot of people in the United States looking for their ancestors, and there are great online tools, but there's nothing beats coming home and figuring out where your people came from and to touch the family homestead. It's a very emotional moment for a lot of people.
No, I agree with you there. And the it's interesting because this year when we talk about slogans and Ireland and people coming home, the Ireland's new tourism slogan is "Fill your heart with Ireland." Tell me about that.
Well, Well, it's very exciting, actually, because for years they've been using the slogan, jump into Ireland. It's about immersing yourself and getting under the skin of it. But really, over the last number of years, what we're finding the more we talk to people is we're all living in a hyper-connected world. We're all connected to our phones, our tablets, our computers. And we're saying now that Ireland is really a place where you can disconnect a little bit, get to connect with your family and loved ones. The feedback we get from people who visit Ireland is about the friendliness and the wealth of welcome. And really, you know, we're saying to people, you can come and immerse yourself in the Irish culture and fill your heart with Ireland and feel, you know, relaxed. You can enjoy it and really switch off from the hyper-connected world that we're living in. And we're getting great feedback to it. We launched the campaign here in the United States at the end of December. It's only been going a number of months, but it's a really, really sort of warm message that people are connecting with.
Yeah, part of the thing with Ireland, of course, is, I mean, there's so much, the rich history, the incredible views and amazing places that you can see and go to and things that you can do as well in Ireland. And, of course, you know this, Niall, that one of the things that people talk about is the castles. How many castles are there in Ireland? I mean, they're beautiful.
Too many to count. I mean, it's a legacy of our history, really. But what's wonderful about the castles is that they're really well preserved, and you can take in a variety of experiences. So there are some are just ancient monuments, and there are others that have been converted into hotels. So the likes of Ashford Castle or Drumoulin Castle are five-star hotels on the west coast of Ireland, where you can literally live like a lord. They offer a sumptuous experience. But there are a whole range of accommodation options. But the castles, yeah, are really part of an 800-year history that Ireland's had, or Anglo-Irish history. And it really is something wonderful to behold, because it really tells the story of a long journey of Irish history.
You know, Niall, it's interesting talking about history, melding the current events with ancient history. And because of some of those locations I talked about, Ireland now is also synonymous with pop culture because of Game of Thrones. And I would think that that is pretty interesting for people, because I know that people take tours and look at the areas that they see on the screen, right?
Absolutely. I mean, there's an amazing tourism renaissance in Northern Ireland over the last number of years. And Game of Thrones is now going into its final season, season 8. And since season 1, we've been working with HBO, who have allowed us to use the term Northern Ireland Game of Thrones territory. So we have developed campaigns around that. So not only now can you come to visit Northern Ireland and visit the various sites that have been filmed on, but you can do Game of Thrones tours, you can immerse in Game of Thrones experiences, you can visit the castles, have a Game of Thrones banquet. And it really is bringing the Northern Ireland story to a new generation that may not have considered as a holiday option before. So take that in, you know, tandem with the traditional places like the Giant's Causeway, with more modern things like Titanic Belfast. It really does package up Northern Ireland very nicely as a tourism option for people coming from the United States.
We're talking with Niall Giddens. He is the chief executive of Tourism Ireland. And, of course, the new slogan is, many of you may have seen this across your tubes, fill your heart with Ireland. And when we talk about filling our heart with Ireland, one of the things that I think is also very cool about the country is the fact that if you're a sporting type of person, the golf courses are grand. And this year, the Open is going to be there. And, of course, you have Rory McIlroy, who's one of your greatest imports. And I know a lot of people are familiar with him. I'm a golfer, and I like sports, Niall, so a lot of people associate me with that. That's got to be also exciting for Ireland, because that puts you on the map even broader as far as a big major event in the golf world.
Absolutely. If you're a golfer, Ireland's going to be like a second home to you. We actually have more golf courses per head of population than any other country in the world. More than 400 golf courses on a small island. But certainly some of them are ranking in the top 10 of people's favourites, the likes of Royal County Down, Royal Port Rush. And Royal Port Rush in Battisford, the Open is going to be held. Not the Irish Open, it's the Open, the one that was in Carnoustie last year in Scotland. It's coming to Northern Ireland for the first time since 1953. And it promises to be an amazing spectacle. But certainly we are seeing a lot of people from the US coming over and doing a whole sort of golf program, particularly the west coast of Ireland, very popular as well. But certainly it's a golfer's paradise. We've had the Ryder Cup here before. We're hoping it'll come here again sometime in the next 6 or 7 years. And it's great. It's great to see so many Americans out enjoying their time. I was down personally in County Kerry last year, and it's incredible the number of people from the United States out with their golf carts.
Do you have a favorite? And it's interesting because you're from there, obviously, and with what you're doing for a living, you know, you are Ireland to people, and you're one of the great advocates, obviously, for coming there. Do you have a couple of favorite places? If you and I were talking, I said, Niall, and we are talking to America and the rest of the world, what are some of the places you don't want to miss if you go to Ireland, in your opinion?
Well, look, I mean, I think if you're coming to Ireland, there's a few things that you have to do. It depends on where you fly into. A lot of people fly into Dublin, which is on the east coast, but you can also fly into Shannon on the west coast and Cork on the south coast. But certainly you're going to do an urban experience, so I definitely recommend Dublin and Belfast. And you can do them quite quickly. They're fairly compact cities, easy to walk around, very friendly welcome. But really, to see the real Ireland, you have to get out of the urban experience after that. Hiring a car is very easy. You can see all you need to do on Ireland.com to plan your trip. But certainly the Wild Atlantic Way is a 1,500-mile journey. It's been called the journey along our nation's soul. It goes all the way from Derry at the very top to Cork at the very bottom. You won't do it all in one holiday, but certainly the northern part of it has got spectacular scenery, the most friendly people in the world. And the other thing that American visitors will find fantastic is the food. There's been a transformation in the food experience in Ireland over the last 20 to 30 years. So some people traditionally might think of potatoes and bacon and cabbage. Well, the whole scene has exploded in the last number of years. I think you've got a great range of chefs, of cookery schools, and there's a great phrase we use now that food is the new currency of tourism. And if it is, you're really going to find your wealth in Ireland, because it's a terrific variety, natural seafood, you know, natural food grown and made in Ireland. It's just terrific.
I love that. Food is the new currency of Ireland, too. I love that. Irish soda bread. I want somebody to show me how to make Irish soda bread. To me, it is the best. And the soups, you're absolutely right. The food in Ireland is tremendous. Do you have a favorite Irish meal?
I like seafood. I mean, I think, you know, we're very lucky to live on an island surrounded by some of the most beautiful sea. And the seafood is just fresh, landed every day. And I think there are some amazing options, and people will be, you know, they'll be really surprised. I think the one thing that we find, people know they get a good welcome when they come to Ireland, and they always do. The feedback is always terrific. But the one thing that we always seem to overscore on and overdeliver on is the food, because the expectations may not be as high when you're going there. We have three chefs over from Ireland at a recent event in New York doing a sort of culinary gourmet gala, and they really blew away 50 travel writers. So some of them were coming over on your trip, by the way, in April, and they just couldn't believe it. They made soda bread there, and they got to eat it too. We had terrific beef, seafood, lovely desserts, all made by Irish chefs. So I think for anybody coming over to Ireland, they're in for a real treat.
The other thing about Ireland, Niall, and we would be neglectful not to bring this up, because to me it's so huge as a person who absorbs books, is, and I had this conversation with the ambassador to the U.S. from Ireland, because he is such a literary nut and so fluent in it, is the history of the writers and the poets there too, right?
Exactly. I think, you know, Irish culture is something that's very, very strong. Now, that can come across in music, dance, but literature is something we're very strong on. We've got four Nobel Prize winners. So when you start to talk about the likes of, you know, Seamus Heaney, W.B. Yeats, George Bernard Shaw, they all rank up there amongst the world's greatest writers. And I think for anybody who has any scent of a literary tradition in them, there are really good literature festivals. There are good walking tours in terms of literature to visit the likes of Trinity College, to the library. There's some great resources that are there. And these are things that you can't experience online. It's only something that you can experience in the flesh. And I think people will be really surprised and amazed at the variety. And it's not all in Dublin, by the way. It's spread around the place. If you're a W.B. Yeats fan, I mean, certainly a trip to Sligo is really important, where he's buried in, but that's where he was reared as well. And all around the country, there are good literature festivals as well that people will enjoy.
All right, so last one, we're speaking with Niall Givens, Chief Executive of Tourism Ireland, and we're talking about Fill Your Heart with Ireland. For you, and then in talking to people about Ireland, you mentioned the food, obviously, and how huge is that. What's the one hidden secret, maybe, that we don't know that we could tell people?
It's very hard to say, is it a secret or not, but the one thing that people always say to me about Ireland, you know, and the United States as well, is that, you know, we just get each other. And I think people from America traveling there feel really comfortable, they feel safe, they feel warm, they feel welcome, easy to get around, and always come home with their spirits raised. And that's something that, you know, you can't invent. I think authenticity, probably not a secret, but it's something that's worth repeating, because in a world where I think, again, we're all hyper-connected and sometimes hooked on our TVs and our devices, it's nice sometimes to meet people who are down-to-earth, who are friendly, who can really connect with you on a human level, and that's what people really experience in Ireland, and I think you'll see that when you come in April too. But that's my secret. It's probably no secret, but it's worth repeating.
I love that authenticity. Well, I can't wait. Niall Gibbons, thank you so much.
Lovely to talk to you, and thank you for having me on the show, Kate.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with a story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Again to the show, of course, excited to introduce you to my author friend that's in our virtual green room this time around. Her name is Mimi Sows. Her book is My Bug Buddy that we're going to talk about. She has such an interesting background. So, Mimi, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yes, good morning. Good morning.
So let's talk about the book, My Bug Buddy. And when I think of it, let's say I hadn't seen it. I have, I'll tell the listeners. But if I hadn't, tell us about the book. What is the book about?
The book is about a little bug that scared me stiff, and I chased it around, and like a little mad woman, even broke a chair in the process because I thought it was going to just get me, and I was being poisoned, and so finally I squashed it, and then it looked awful, all over the floor. And yeah, and I said, oh my God, what did I do? I guess I kind of came to me and then finally picked it up and put it outside into the bushes. And so, yeah, so then, do you want me to go on?
Yeah, yeah, can tell us the rest of the story. I'm interested, yes, we're all interested.
Okay, and so then the next morning it was just as beautiful a day, and I went to the window, and there was this little, I mean, praying mantis sitting there, you know, that I should have known better, and staring at me, and I thought, oh my dear, I slowly opened, and that little goody actually jumped on my arm, and I was like, you know, it sat there, and I was afraid to move, and it just stared at me. I was thinking a lot. And then it took off. And so I thought, well, what did I do? I guess I should have known. Nothing is stinging me. But next morning, the same little bug, well, maybe it wasn't the same. It was. It looked the same. I was sitting on my windowsill again. And, yeah, it didn't jump on me, but just sitting there flying off. That you know, it went on for, well, several days, I can't remember, maybe even a week. And then all of a sudden, I guess all of a sudden they decided, they taught me a lesson. And so that's how it goes, that finally, whenever I have an issue, I think, bug buddy, don't judge so quickly. What is happening here, you know? And this is what the story is all about. I killed a perfectly wonderful bug just because I guess I didn't think hard enough and lost control. So that don't do that, people. When I have a problem, I literally think, hey, bug buddy, and take a little while before I make my judgment. And that's what my little book is all about.
I love that. So there's the moral of the story is, for all of us listening, in Mimi telling you that, hey, she squashes a bug, then this praying mantis shows up day after day after day. How cool is that? And a light bulb goes off, and she gets it and realizes, don't judge so quickly. And I love that you say that to yourself. You remind yourself, my bug buddy. And you can get this book on Amazon, by the way. Great for kids. Read it to kids. But for adults, there's that message, too, that we're so quick to judge. And Mimi, you know, you worked with children. You had a preschool. And, I mean, this is a perfect book to read preschoolers, for sure.
Yes.
And they like stories, don't they?
They kids love bugs. And the first graders can actually pretty much, it's written very, very plainly, so they can pretty much read it themselves. And, yeah, I do think to myself, it happens often enough in our lives, right, that we not, well, what do I do next? I think, okay, before I decide and before I judge, hey, bug buddy, you taught me, you know, you taught me to be a little more cautious.
Yeah, and in weaving the story, what was it like for you putting the story together? Because, okay, you have this story that happens to you. Now you want to translate it. It has beautiful illustrations in it. How did you put that together and decide, you know what, I'm going to make a book about this?
Well, actually, for a while, I kept thinking, I was still at the school, you know, we should do this. And then, yeah, page by page, I said, no, I should really be doing this. And so I finally had somebody to draw little, you know, do little illustrations about it. It took me a while. Actually, my family knew about it, and my daughter-in-law actually bought me two of those little, I don't know, where they suddenly, you know, you find little trinkets in there, and she bought me two of those little bugs. One of them is hanging right here off my flower. And that's how, it's over time, one page after another. And I had photos, by the way. I managed to take a photo on my husband. Took a photo while this little thing was sitting on my arm because nobody could believe it. It was early in the morning, yeah, and he took a photo. So I managed, I think it's the very last page, I think. I put my little arm in the book. It took a while before I got to put it together. It didn't happen overnight.
And now you have this book out, and again, it's called My Bug Buddy, Mimi Sosa's Talking to Us. What was the reaction, what was your reaction, and then the reaction of your family and friends when you say, hey, I have a book, and you show them this beautiful book? What was their reaction?
Well, actually, again, my daughter-in-law, when the first page, I mean the cover page, I saw this it's quite nice, you know, just very colorful. And she said, oh, that looks nice. What is it? Who did this? And I said, well, that's not all bad. she liked it when she saw it's a nice looking bug on the cover page. Yeah. My friends enjoy it. Yeah.
They enjoy it.
I'm hoping they think about it as well, what it is all about.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was going to say. So the message, again, for everybody listening, is about don't be so quick to judge. And I think it was kind of a sign for you, if I could say so, that this praying mantis showed up and it flipped the switch in your mind.
You know, yes, you do get superstitious. I said, my goodness, every day, what are they trying to tell me? What did I do? Hey, I did something here that I wasn't supposed to have done. I think I'm going to send my little creation to our Congress. They have a lot more thinking to do before they goof us up all the time. Yeah,
so it's a message. That's a message that anybody could learn, that's for sure. And I love the title, My Bug Buddy. So that saying just came to you, right? It's short,
yes,
to the point,
yes,
and sweet.
It is. You know, it doesn't, yeah. It. I do think about it. Well, what was it telling me and why? I think we all need to do some more thinking instead of so quickly.
Yeah, so quickly to judge. Yeah,
yes.
And it's funny about praying mantises. There is a thing about praying mantises that there is, when they show up in your life, there is something lucky about it. And praying mantises have had to dodge people sweeping them away and swatting at them. Even though they're good for the environment, they often are dodging people who see them and get scared and go after them.
It looks so scary.
Yes.
So there again, oh gosh, don't do that. Don't. I have heard about the praying mantis. Yes, I have heard that. So it makes me feel even a little stranger when I think about what happened that day.
Exactly. And so we'll bring it back around again because this is powerful. Pick this up for your kids. Pick this up and take it to school and read it in schools. How great would that be? And if you're an adult, there's a great message in this, too. It's called My Bug Buddy, Mimi Sows. You can get it on Amazon.com. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Well, I do thank you. I hope, I hope it does its job.
There you go. It will do its job. Thank you. And thanks, everybody, for listening to this version of the show. Thanks.
Leaning on your right wing, friends, cause no one's left and no one's watching. Another animal, just practical, while the sun's still.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.